that you then inflicted was par for the course, just as when you were living. It's no stretch to say you were not quite a father, but a donor of seeds to a poor single mother that would raise us alone. We never saw the money that went down your throat through the hole in your belly.
I had a really good friend who lost his father. His dad was one of those guys who was never really there, you know, like he was kind of more concerned with his own, you know, trials and tribulations than, you know, raising a family. To kind of pay my respects to my friend, I went up to his funeral, and I was really kind of taken with how everybody in the room knew that this guy was not a very nice man, and he hadn't treated his family very well. But as in the tradition of, you know, funerals, you always want to say good things about the person who died. And so, you know, people that knew him would kind of get up and, like, they would make these kind of backhanded compliments to kind of, you know, like, well, you know, one thing about so-and-so is he, you know, he was stubborn and he didn't take no for an answer, you know, but that's just the way he was. Well, that's not a good thing. I just wrote the lyrics, you know, on the way home from the funeral, because I was wondering, like, would it be better in a situation like that to have a sense of closure that involved really letting everybody know what had happened with this person, what this person had done to their family.
Primary role in the band is sort of producer, sometimes arranger type. I love playing in a room with, you know, with Nick and Ben and Jason and tooling out all the songs, but then we get into a studio and the whole thing kind of turns over and I'm not really the same person that I was when we were in the rehearsal space working on the songs. You start recording things and you start hearing them come back through a pair of speakers, and when you're not playing them right then, you start to get a feeling really instantly for what's working and what's not. Like, what parts are satisfying? Not necessarily like where are the hooks, but like where are the parts that, you know, sort of pull me a little bit in one direction or in the other direction. It's a big patchwork. It's just a big cut and paste job. It's, you try everything and then you pull elements out and you just rearrange them until it makes sense. The whole photo album was done there, tracked and mixed here at the Hall of Justice, and about half of Transatlanticism was tracked here, and Transatlanticism was all mixed here except for one song. Transatlanticism is the first record where basically all of everybody's ideas went down and then we just sorted through them later. I think it's a much more cinematic way to approach a record. Instead of approaching it from a real nuts and bolts practical, like we know what works and we're just going to stick to that sort of perspective, just trying everything, just, you know, bleeding all over the tape and then cleaning up what's not necessary.